Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by Knoxville City Manager Harold Stewart to talk about the latest City Council meeting. And a very interesting development that came out of this City Council meeting, Harold. The city has decided to go with a professional city planner. Talk about what this means for the city and how they're going to help out.
There was a unanimous support of entering into a contract with a planning firm to help provide consulting services to the city of Knoxville regarding professional planning opinions. There's several different key disciplines within government and managing and helping grow a community. You have the city management professional, you have engineers. Another key discipline that Knoxville's used on occasion but not regularly would be a city planner that really helps you look at development and growth and how to do that in the right way. And a lot of our codes are designed around planning principles, particularly our zoning codes. So we've had several issues come up lately that staff has felt that would be appropriate to have a planner involved with that. Now, we don't have enough projects that we feel that it warrants having an actual city planner position in the organization, and they can bear that annual cost. So we recommended to the council that we contract with a planning firm that when we feel it's appropriate that we can get that type of help. So as we move forward with key projects and issues, we'll be able to bring that perspective and that discipline to the table so that we're making decisions today that hopefully will not have negative consequences and impacts or unintended consequences later on down the road. So some key issues that have come up of recent, obviously the non-conforming lot issue, that's been a hot topic here over the recent weeks. You know, when you start talking about changing minimum standards, we felt that that was important to have a planner involved with that. Another one would be the VA campus. So with the recent announcements and new movement regarding the community-based outpatient clinic, we anticipate over the coming years that that will need some more discussion and how we repurpose that campus, et cetera. It'll probably be good to have a planner involved with that. And then another one that is kind of an issue on the back burner but has been talked about recently was the discussion regarding lots for RV use that could be lived in year-round. All of those would require, in our opinion, a planning expert to help us think through that.
As you mentioned, the non-conforming lot situation is something that has become a bit of a hot topic. Now that you guys have a professional city planner that's going to be involved in this, do you have any sort of timetable as to when we might see some changes in regards to that?
Staff wants to move as quickly as possible. Based off of the council's action, we're already in the process of trying to contact the planner to schedule a meeting as soon as possible this week to talk about some alternatives that we as staff think will work, make sure that the planner agrees with that. Our goal would be to have something on the agenda for the next planning and zoning meeting in early May, and then bring that back to council, hopefully probably by the second council meeting in May. So it could be approved probably best case scenario as early as mid-May, worst case scenario probably by mid-July.
There was some discussion during the council meeting as well about some projects that are going on within the city limits, including stuff going on down at Young's Park, as well as the bike trail project that's going on. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so as a result of the community survey, there's a couple of things that came out as priorities from that, being some park improvements, including restrooms. In particular, at Young's Park, there's been a lot of activity out there as far as ball diamonds and the Kiwanis Miracle Playground going in, etc. So there will be some needs out there for restrooms and parking and those types of things. And while we have a conceptual layout at this point in order to apply for grant funding and those types of things, we felt a master plan would be in order. The other master plan that we talked about in preparation for the ballot this fall, and it was also a result from the community survey, was the need for bike and walking trails throughout the community. So we anticipate putting an issue on the ballot this fall regarding funding for bike trail systems, and then assuming that that is a priority as identified in the community survey and that passes a vote, we would then take that money and use the master plan and use that money as a match and bring in additional money in grant funding, etc., to get as much bike trail done as we possibly can and as much progress in that plan as we could.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Knoxville City Manager Harold Stewart, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.